Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Stop playing, man. And you go playing again. I'm sorry, everyone. Big Red is playing around right now with her phone. I don't know what she's doing, but she's...
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
You okay?
I think it's my earpiece. I try to do that so I can maneuver while
I'm... Oh, you have the earpiece. Because I'm about to say, you act like you got the phone with the telephone cord, and there's a short in the cord, and you keep cutting in and out.
Well,
what's
I guess it's a short of the earpiece, because that's the only thing that's happening there.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. Yo, what up, everybody? It is I, Brother B, and the Magnificent Big Red, and it's another episode of The Menu. What up, y'all?
What's up?
Crack lacking. What's
going on,
everybody? Hope everybody is well tonight.
Enjoying this nice cold weather.
Yeah, I know. Like soup, all I've been doing was just throwing back soup lately. Soup. Be out in the cold, they eat soup.
Well, this weather is wonderful. I feel sorry for people that don't like it. Too bad.
Yeah, I can roll
with it. It's that time. Yep, it's that time.
You can always throw on something extra, but when it's hot, you can't take nothing off. You
right, absolutely. Exactly.
You know,
summer doesn't need to exist.
Yeah. I can deal with fall. I do fall year round.
But
no problem.
That's how that goes. So what's going on, Brother B?
Not much. Once again, everybody, it's another episode of Menu. It's Big Red and Brother B. Guest calling the number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. It's The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. You can also catch us on Facebook at Mind Your Mental, MIND URMENTAL. That's The Menu, Mind Your Mental. And once again, hope everybody is all well. And you know what? I just want to give a shout out to our listeners in certain regions and parts of the world. So I definitely want to give a shout out to the United States. Big shout out to the United Kingdom. Shout out to Greece.
All right.
Another shout out to the Netherlands, and shout out to the Russian Federation. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you for your support. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
So, how has your week been, Big Red?
Yeah, good. Suffering from sinuses, but the most part has been cold. That's what I enjoy. That's what I enjoy, and like I said, just trying to make it in this crazy world that we live in right now.
Yeah.
Seeing things that's going on, and it's just like, I don't understand why they're going on. I don't understand what the problem is, like Martin said in that movie, what the problem is. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Well,
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't really understand.
Are we doing our segment of what the hell was you thinking?
Sure. You got something? You got something?
Oh yeah, of course.
I know you got something.
Of course I have.
Okay.
Of
Ladies
course.
And gentlemen, once again, it's the second time we're doing it, so we're gonna keep doing this. Is what the hell are you thinking? This is the moment when something gets shouted out for just, what the hell was you thinking, if you're even worth it? So,
all right.
Last week it was Tank for making a song that's probably going to get everybody pregnant this winter.
He's going to get everybody pregnant.
Yeah, once again, thanks, Tank, you know. Yeah. And so now Big Fred is going to put it out there. I still can't believe he made that song. Yo, that's
oh yeah, I can.
Listen,
I can. That's fake.
You get pregnant just listening to the song.
Absolutely.
That's how bad it is. Like yo, as I don't, you know what I'm saying? I can't listen to it no more because something might happen.
You might just something might happen.
Yeah, something might happen. And I don't need no trouble. You know what I'm saying? I don't need no harm.
I'm trying to tell you.
So what
I be got no
that?
Weapons.
Exactly.
I be got no weapons. Well, let's talk about what was it, a week ago? Was it Halloween? And what the hell was you thinking? The talk show host, very popular woman, all over the place. Went from radio to TV, and everybody worships the ground she walks on. But what the hell was you thinking with that garb on? I mean, she had on a costume. What was it, a Statue of Liberty costume? Okay. But you know that, I don't know if she's sick or I don't know what's going on with her, but I mean, somebody, your stylist or whoever it was that did that, they should have, weighed things out before they let you put that on. And then you put it on and you standing there talking, and then next thing you know, you black out.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, and then you end up blacking out, and then when they go to commercial, and then when they come back, you was, oh, I'm fine, I'm okay. No, I don't think you're okay. So it's like, what the hell was you thinking? It's like, if you're sickly or you're not well, you need to be kind of like rethinking things that you do, especially if you're in the spotlight and you're, you're going to be on TV and, you're going to have lights on you, and I'm sure some of those studios are kind of hot. Maybe they might have fan, maybe they don't. I don't know, air conditioning. But you need to kind of, think that over before you start wearing certain things or doing certain things. And like I said, your team, whoever this team, their team, I'm sure they have like stylists or their team or whoever produced, whoever they are with, needed to tell you, like, listen, you sure you want to wear this? You sure you not going to pass out? Maybe it was too heavy for her. Who knows? Maybe the hair and the hat at one time was too heavy. Maybe you should have picked a different outfit.
Well, you know how it goes. The show must go on. So
right.
She doesn't seem like the type of person that was, she doesn't seem like the type of person that was, going to be like, oh, I can't do the show. Because, that's the thing. People have expectations.
Right.
And no one wants to come to a show and all of a sudden, person that's doing the show, the host, is all of a sudden, oh, I just can't do it. You know, like nowadays we live in a world where they will tear you up, front page news, just paper, you know, wherever, on social media, they're like, oh, this person is this, this person is that. And then not only that, even though it may have backfired, they'll start making stories about you. And say,
right,
oh,
well.
This, oh, you dying, or this does, or this person got this, or you got that. And, you know, it just.
Well.
It's just crazy.
It kind of backfired on her because then everybody, they was making, you know, memes about her. And, you know, one of the popular rappers had, you know, really got on her. And so it was like it kind of backfired on her. It still backfired on her.
Well, I mean, knowing her history.
Right.
And of course, I gotta say, we were talking about, you know, it's no secret, you know, Wendy Williams. You know,
oh,
she
yeah.
has a show. She was on, you know, she was doing a show, and, you know, she had passed out on the air. You know, hopefully she's not sick. You know, hopefully, you know, all is well. But, I mean, yeah, those lights are hot. And,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And to me, she looks sick. To me, she looks sick. I've been looking, like, I don't watch her show because I really can't be bothered with her. I like talk shows, like, kind of annoy me. I really can't be bothered. But
mm-hmm.
it's like for the last couple of months I've been seeing her, she's looked like she looks sick. She doesn't look well. And it
well,
ain't the weight loss thing. She just looks sick.
Well, you know what? Excuse me. Contrary to a lot of people's belief, because, you know, excuse me, everybody, you know, a lot of people want to get on the fitness kick and stuff like that. Not everybody looks good skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what?
Right.
I'm not an advocate
right.
for not losing weight or being healthy. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
healthy is what you make of it. Like, healthy is what you choose. I mean, there are big people out there, people that are 200-plus pounds that are healthy. Never get sugar, you know, have issues with diabetes or blood pressure
yeah.
or anything else.
Right.
I mean, I've come across people slim as a damn rail. Oh, my blood pressure. Oh, my sugar. See, there's a misconception. And, you know, I
right.
don't understand people, you know, they want to look better. They want to make some changes. But certain changes are not for everybody. I mean, your body
right.
structure is your body structure. And that's one thing I do disagree with is sometimes we go to the doctor and they say, oh, your blood pressure is this and this is that. Listen, everybody's different. You can't judge
right.
everyone
right.
off of one scale.
Everybody's
right. not the same. So, you know, as to where the doctor could be telling you, hey, oh, your blood pressure's high, this, that, and the third. Well, I mean, maybe that's
right.
it's good for you. Maybe it's good for that person. You know,
right.
and then they want to start throwing you on medication, this, that, and the third. Like, nobody ever thinks that maybe this is the way the Most High set your situation to be. Like,
right.
I mean, you know, high blood pressure and sugar, you know, we're not new to it. But I guess maybe we're more aware of it because of the internet and, you know, because social media and everything nowadays, it's like a whole
bunch mm-hmm.
everybody's talking about stuff. But then at the same time, if you really look at it, that's just a way to sell, you know, to push the drugs. You know, get everybody, you know, and, you know, oh, yeah, this, you got to watch out for this, and that. Because nowadays, as soon as they say you're predisposed to something, you know, all of a sudden they want to shove a pill down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, sometimes it's good for one person, it's not good for the other. And, like I said, I'm not an advocate.
You know, the pharmaceutical companies will disagree with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. But you know what? I mean, if you look at what's in the food nowadays, I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's a whole bunch of preservatives and additives. It's stuff that you just can't pronounce, you know, in one breath if you look
mm-hmm.
on, you know, a can or a box. I mean, it's just totally ridiculous compared to, like, how it used to be.
Right.
We were coming up. Like, right now, I mean, it's a sham. organic food is just food that they sell without the pesticides and stuff.
Right, that's all.
It's like food that's like
and price,
high
price.
Harsh chemicals. Yeah, that's like food that we
and higher price.
Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? That's just food that we used to eat. Like, they always use pesticides, but they just didn't go that hard, and they didn't you have all these chemicals in the food years ago. Now I guess somebody figured that, hey, we can charge people, and we can label it organic, like it's real. So the other food is not, like it's not real, like it's fake, like you know what I'm saying? Like once people start getting the hint of it, they're like, wow, but it's too late. Because now they're making sure they charge you more for the better food, the food that they know is less toxic, or as they say is less toxic, because you don't even know.
Right, exactly.
You don't even know it. You don't know. Just because they say organic doesn't mean it is. You know, but,
right.
I all the best to her. I hope she's not sick. You know, but she does look a little suspect.
Yeah, she's been looking like that for months.
Yeah, she look, and but some people take this weight loss thing a little bit too far. You know,
right?
Like I said,
exactly.
I can understand you want to be healthy, you want to lose weight, but some people take it too far, and then you know, it can actually harm you. You know, some people pop pills. Some people go to the gym. Some people starve themselves. Like, you know, once again, if we paid more attention to our bodies and the signals, then we will know, or we would know, you know, what's going on. But a lot of people just don't anymore. Like, some people just think a headache is a headache. No, a headache is usually a sign that there's something wrong. Like,
right,
your body
exactly.
has adverse reactions to certain things, and you shouldn't always have to pop a pill or, you know, drink a drink or do something just to get it to subside, you know. So, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I saw the clip, you know, and it definitely looked a little suspect.
Yeah, it was like,
you know, hope
that's definitely a what the hell was you thinking moment.
Yeah, and I don't know. It wasn't 4th of July, so I don't know what Independence she was, you know, trying to celebrate what she was trying to prove. But, you know, like I said, all the best to her. And
a shock jock or whatever. Or she likes to, you know, she wants to shock people with, you know, certain things or whatever. So, you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. You come up there wearing, like, a bandana across your boobs and, you know, just to get people like, oh, my God, did you hear what she did?
Exactly.
Came outside with a pancake.
But like I said, she
head.
Became,
oh
but she also became like a pariah because like everybody was making fun of her. Like it wasn't like, I mean, you know, you're going to have people that were supportive and feeling sorry for whatever. But then it's like some people was just like, you know, they was going in on her on the internet. And I'm like, oh, well, listen, that's the way it goes. She should be used to that by now.
Exactly. So, yeah, sorry, Wendy Williams, but you get the, what was you thinking? What the hell were you thinking?
The hell were you thinking?
Yeah, next time wear a light dress. Don't wear anything.
Right.
Afraid. You know, but
make sure the hair.
Yeah. I hope that's it. I hope there's nothing, you know, serious. But so, yeah. Guest caller number 347-324-3395. Let's start this topic off.
All right.
Generation Sex. You wanna set it off, or you want me to?
You can set it off.
Right, let me say it again.
I'll chime on in.
Sex. So yeah. You know, I have to kind of refer to when we were coming up, you know, as a youth. When I watched shows like The A-Team or Knight Rider or Murder, She Wrote, or, you know, just certain shows, you didn't see certain things on TV. Like, yo, in the A-Team, like, for those who don't know, it was a very popular show years ago, called the A-Team. And, like, they would shoot off a million bullets, but you would never see anybody get shot. Never.
Nope.
If you saw blood, it was a little bit of sauce that somebody put on their lip because somebody got jacked in their face or something. But you never saw anything too crazy. Knight Rider. With David Hasselhoff. Like, you know what I'm saying? You never saw bodies. You never saw somebody guts hanging out their ear or anything like that. It was, you know, everything was just like, you know, we can't shoot us. You didn't see a whole bunch of people. If you saw somebody in a bikini, it was very rare you saw the two-piece. You mainly saw the one-piece, you know, in cartoons.
Right.
Even though cartoons kind of had their own subliminals. But it was more of a violent subliminal than anything. But nowadays, sex is everywhere. Now, we're going to have an honest, I want to have an honest discussion. You know, I want to put some things out there. And I hope people, you know, don't take offense. And if you do, maybe you need to check yourself. Because, once again, this is just open, objective conversation. You know, sex is everywhere. And we know sex is definitely one of those things that are very influential, you know, to a lot of people. Because, you know, a lot of people out there want to have it, you know. The first thing I got to go on is the homosexuality thing. Now, I just say it like that because, I don't have a problem with anyone. I only have a problem with people that have a problem with me. Just don't piss me off and we good. So I don't care what your gender is. I don't care what your gender is.
Get on my nerves.
I don't care what you ate last night for dinner. Like, I really, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. We cool. If you're not cool with me, then it is what it is. I find it interesting how, whether it's from billboards, you know, commercials, and the music on screen, homosexuality is out there. Years ago, you know, there were certain people out there that were just afraid to let it be known, like, oh, I'm gay, I'm or this, I'm that, because they had a fear of being ostracized, you know, by their peers and society, because, you know, being homosexual was looked upon as not being normal.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people just kind of stayed in the closet. Okay. Now, in 2017, it's like there's no longer a closet. And if there are people that are, you know, hiding their, you know, sexual preferences, you know, it's because they, you know, just, you know, kind of save themselves, or they're just not ready, you know, to let the world know this is who I am. And it's all good. But what about the children? Now, if everybody wants to talk about, you know, you're free to be whoever you are, don't you think that we're probably giving children maybe like another avenue to go? You know, like, as the way society says that, okay, it's supposed to be man and woman together. And we grew up seeing all that on TV and hearing it in songs and, you know, being told, and just even seeing from my own parents, you know. But now there's like this third option where,
right,
you know, you're walking down the street and you look at a billboard and you see two men or two ladies kissing. You have to explain that to your kid.
Well,
and
yeah,
it kind of switches around, like, the narrative of, like, you know, this is what it's supposed to be. And to a degree, I get it, but then at the same time, I don't get it. Because when you start introducing another avenue and then people start – some people don't always experiment responsibly. And at the same time, it's like you're a child is growing up and they don't even know themselves. But yet you introduce them to something or they start seeing something and it just adds something else, like, well, maybe I'm this. Or maybe I'm that, or maybe I could be that. So they
well,
try
that's
to
what
say that maybe
though.
You're born with it. You're born with it. I don't know. But, you know, go ahead, Big Red.
No, I'm just saying, but that's what they're pushing. They're pushing that out there, and nothing is basically sacred with these kids. It's, nothing is sacred with them anymore. You can't. It's like if you try to keep them from certain things, they're going to learn it from somewhere. I don't care what school you send them to. I don't care if they go to private, Catholic. I don't care if you got a house on the hill somewhere. They're going to learn it from somewhere. And that's the problem with the everything being overly sexualized now with everything. Just like you said with the car. Like I said, even with the cartoons, even with regular shows, it's like you have shows now that, okay, Sesame Street, I've read a couple of months back that they had introduced one of the Muppets or one of the Muppets, and the Muppets had two mommies or something like that, or two dads or something like that. So it's like they're putting it everywhere. So the thing is, you don't even have to explain it to kids anymore because you know what? You have other avenues that are already explaining it to the kids. Oh, well, this person has two daddies because of this, or they got two mommies because of that. So guess what? If any child sees a billboard or a poster with a man, you know, with two men or two women, guess what? That don't have to be explained to them because they already know why. Because guess what? Them themselves might have two mommies or two daddies or, whatever. Now, in terms of, you know, even on just like you said on TV with just regular shows, it's just like it's everywhere. It's actually everywhere, and it's being overrated because it's like to the point where you're seeing it so much until it doesn't even bother you anymore. Those things are supposed to be like, oh, let me get a peek. You know, you want to sneak and watch things like that. You know, when you was younger, it's just like, ooh, what's that? You know, you want to sneak and watch it. Now it's like these kids, they see everything. They
like,
see
yo,
everything.
Remember,
they hear everything. They want. They
yo,
got
I,
cell phones. So guess what? Half of them are on Instagram and Facebook at 8 and 9 years old.
True. Yo, remember Moonlighting? Years ago, there used to be a show called Moonlighting with Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd. And I remember the episode that was like a shot heard around the world, where the B word was used, mm-hmm. You know, bitch. And, yo, after that episode aired, you know, because later on, like, the 10 o'clock news came on or whatever, like, yo, it was on the news, it was in the paper about how, oh, my gosh, that somebody, you know, that they use the B word, you know, on TV. And it was just like, wow, like that was just unheard of. And people started, you know, just like, oh, my gosh, like this is crazy, this, that. And, you know, I get it. You know, I got it then. But now it's like you just say that on TV and it's like, you know, it's nothing.
You know? Yeah, they do. And this is on regular networks, they're saying that. I was watching something the other day, and it was channel, it was a cable channel. I don't know if it was TBS or one of them, but I was just hearing a question. I'm like, wait a minute, what channel is this? Now, this is a regular channel that if you have small children that are at home, you know, some, you know, kids, you know, everybody's kids ain't in school yet, and these kids are flipping through channels, and they pass TBS or TNT or somebody, and they hear that. So, but that's what I'm saying. It's not shocking anyway. Like, for them kids to hear it, it wouldn't be even shocking because they hear it all the time. Their own parents say it right in front of them. They have these parents that watch that Love and Hip Hop and all that stuff. So these things are normal to these kids now, and that's the sad thing about it. All this stuff is normal to kids now.
Yeah. And that's what's so crazy. Like I said, it's not just a thing about the homosexuality, it's just sex in general, but that's, you know, just one aspect
right.
of it. But it's just the fact
right.
that, you know, once again, how do you know, you have certain people, like I said, once again, I'm not against anyone. You live your life how you choose. I really don't care. God bless you. But when you start advertising it, like, I don't think, like, certain things should just be out there, period. And, like I said, when we were growing up, certain things that we didn't have to see on TV, that is on TV now. And, like you said, the whole thing is, you know, everything is just too, you know, just highly sexualized. Like, everything
right.
is about
everything.
Sex, everything, everywhere you turn, everything is about sex. And it's like,
you know,
yo,
somebody...
like, you listen to the music and sex.
Mm-hmm.
You look at TV and it's sex. And, like, everything is a sex. Even the clothes that people wear now, everything is just so tight. And people,
absolutely.
Like, yo, last night I was at work. Now, you know, last night it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know it was cold last night. Well, I'm just walking down the street, and then I see this chick with this, I don't even know if it was really a jacket. But either way, it's like she just had a bikini top on and some jeans and boots. And I was like, okay, wow, it must be summer. It didn't feel like summer to me because the way she looked, it made me feel stupid for even having a coat and a scarf on. I'm like, oh, wow, really?
Maybe she just got out of her car and she's going to the club. Who knows? But you can still be cute and be warm. I don't care about that. Yeah, exactly. Like, come on.
No, she had her yams all out. Like,
yeah, like
wow. Like it was
yeah.
Thanksgiving.
You know what somebody had? Somebody had. You know, somebody was talking about the same very thing that we're talking about. They brought up something. And I didn't, you know, when they were talking about it, I thought about it. I said, you know what, they're right. They were talking about how back in the day, remember, oh, my God, I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
Now, you know this in I Love Lucy, right?
Oh, yeah, I know where you're going.
Lucy,
go ahead.
Lucy, right, Lucy and what's her name?
Ricky,
I'm trying to watch it. I was going to call him Desi because I know Desi Arnaz. But,
well, that's
yeah,
his real
Ricky.
Name, Desi Arnaz Jr.
Right, that's his real name, yeah. That's what I was saying, Desi. I was getting ready to say that. But Lucy and Ricky were married. But
yes.
You notice they never were in the bed together. The beds were separate.
Yep.
Right? Beds
uh-huh.
were separate. Then
yep.
she got pregnant with little Ricky. But you never seen any sexual acts. You never even heard them say anything about anything sexual until she was pregnant. So when they said it, I said, you know what? I've always thought about that, but the person was asking, like, they were saying to themselves they wonder why they did it like that, where even though the mother and the father, even though the people are married, you know, the people are married and they sleep in a separate bed, but she gets pregnant. It's like, well, we didn't see any act of sex or anything like that, and the beds are separate, so how did that happen? We know how it happened, but, you know, they didn't show it. But someone else said, well, you know, back then they didn't show stuff like that on TV. They didn't even let you even have a even connect those two together, as in maybe they pushed the beds together. Well, I'm thinking
yeah, exactly.
That's what happened, I guess.
Somebody went and visited
but
somebody else's bed.
Right. But you know what's so funny, too, that I thought about? When she said that, guess what I thought about? The Flintstones.
What?
The Flintstones.
Oh, yeah.
Fred and Wilma, they never slept in the same bed. They had separate beds as well. Then she got pregnant with Pebbles. So guess what? That's a part two when we was younger. Once again, you're not when you're young, you're not looking at that connection. Like, how did she get pregnant with Pebbles? And then next thing you know, Bam Bam come out of nowhere. Like, where these kids come from? And you never, like I said, you never put in two and two together about them being together in the same bed or whatever. Now, if you think about it now, once again, mother and father in the same bed, everybody in the same bed, man and woman, same bed. And it's even to the point where they're showing the sexual acts. So this way the kids already know, oh, that's how they got so-and-so. That's how so-and-so got it. You know, you understand?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's
listen.
Like, that was so funny the way that came up. And then, you know, yeah, I was like, wow.
Well, yeah.
Never
I mean,
about that.
You figure they didn't want to put that out there because a lot of people, whether people want to believe it or not, television is very much a suggestive tool. It's like it's kind of hypnotic, not to all, but a lot of people out there, it's hypnotic, and a lot of people go off of what they see on TV. Like, what they see on TV is their reality.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some of these shows are a reflection of reality or someone else's reality, so they take it as being real. So with that being said, of course, this is the same concept from years ago. So somebody said, hey, wait a minute. Now, listen now, you can't be showing this on TV because then, you know, it'll seem like we're promoting sex. Or where, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, to go even deeper, remember Leave It to Beaver? Like, you didn't even see, you know, Ward or his wife, like, kissing on TV. Like, they would do a little kiss on the cheek or something.
Absolutely.
But you've never seen them kiss on the lips and stuff like that.
Nope.
So they didn't, no one wanted to put it out there or be out there, like, promoting sex. Because then next thing you know, kids are going to watch it and then they're going to do it. And then they're going to take it to the next level. Like, see, some like scientists have done all these studies, and they know this stuff. They know what's going to happen if you keep putting this in front of people. Like, don't get it twisted and think that they haven't done the experiments. Don't get it twisted or allude yourself to the fact that, oh, no, people don't follow TV. Like, yes, they do. People follow
TV. That's right.
People follow the music. People follow entertainment. I mean, come on. Look at the situation with Harvey Weinstein. How many years was that man doing what he was doing? And all of a sudden it comes out now.
How many years? A lot of them was doing what they're doing. How about that?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, even if we got to go back to Bill Cosby, like, listen, I'm not saying Bill Cosby is a saint, but his whole situation just got aired out. I believe his situation got aired out because, you know, Bill Cosby was trying to make moves. See, that's another thing. Once again, some people will look at one aspect of it. People really won't look at the fact that, oh, he was a black man that was trying to make a move to buy NBC years ago and they shut him down because he had the money to do it. Nobody was looking at the fact that, once again, years later, he tried to do it again. And then he tried to do two shows on Netflix. But the deeper fact is, Bill Cosby, while he wasn't a racist, he was very pro-minority. He was very pro-black. And in a lot of his shows, you saw white people, but a majority of his shows were catered to who? The minorities, and it was and it was the images. It was the images that put forth on his TV that some, you know, on his shows that some people had a problem with. Oh, how could there be a black doctor? I mean, a black
and a black lawyer
and a black lawyer and a black female lawyer. That's impossible.
Right.
None of their kids
got
locked
up. Why
is
he so nice to his wife?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
why do they live
like,
in a brownstone?
Yeah, certain things that it just wasn't supposed to be. You know, and even with that, you always saw Bill and his wife, like, they always wore, like, clothes to bed. Like, come on, man.
Right,
I get in the bed, either my boxers
even if they was in the same bed,
shorts.
Though. Right.
Yeah, they were in the same bed.
Even on their year, they was in the same bed. But once again, just like you said, you never seen the act of sex. You never seen him humping all over her. You never seen no him sticking his tongue down her throat and all that other stuff.
He never kissed her.
Yeah, like, right, yeah.
You never seen any provocative outfits, anything really provocative. Like, everybody was wearing, you know, had clothes on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just crazy. So, but now, forget about it. You know, the less you see, the better ratings, you know, you're going to get.
Right, yeah. Well, like I said, I feel that social media, and like I keep saying it, those reality shows have messed up a lot of these, a lot of it. They have messed up these young people's minds. They think that everybody walks around and that's what they look like. And it's like, I see women that walk around, and ain't all young women. I see women walking around thinking that that's how they're supposed to look every day. And it's like, no, that's not how normal women look. You can't walk around every day with your breasts hanging out every day. Everybody doesn't have double, triple D breasts all the time. Everybody's not walking around in a club dress all day long, a stripper dress or whatever it is. Everybody's not walking around with 8-inch heels every day. Like, that's bull.
But see, but if you look at your favorite music artist or your favorite actor, like, you know what I'm saying, that's what they put out there. Like, they'll take these photos, like, you know, these pictures that they take or take pictures that are being taken of them is either at some type of event or, hey, sister, sometimes they just go out, you know, to go get the paper, looking a certain way just
right, but see, they're in
to get the attention.
Right. They're in the entertainment field, so guess what? When they're out there like that, they have to wear, and I'm not saying they're supposed to walk around like that, but they have to wear certain things because they know that they're always on the spotlight. They know that they're always being looked at. So it's like, oh, I have to look a certain way. I'm saying, if you're not in that type of industry or nothing like that, stop it. You know, you stop it because you think you want to walk out here, especially if you live in a certain type of, I'm not going to say neighborhood, but if you live around certain type of people, you think walking around out here like that is going to get you this man that you're looking for or whatever? No, it's not. Or the
well,
type of female that you're looking for.
All right, well, check this out. There's some new term that I just recently heard that Charlamagne the God from 103.5 had started, you know, he said that he, you know, read it somewhere. And, you know, I just found it interesting that they actually even had a term for it, but it was called rape culture. All right, and he was saying that how rape culture, and he was saying how we grew up in rape culture. So this is the definition of rape culture. Rape culture is a sociological concept used to describe a setting in which rape is pervasive and normalized due to society's attitudes about gender and sexuality.
Wow.
Behaviors commonly associated with rape culture include victim blaming, slut shaming, sexual objectification, and trivializing, you know, rape. Now, my thing is this. When you start making up terms like that, it's like you're basically kind of co-signing certain things and saying that it's okay. I don't care what anybody says. Because when he was talking about the Porky's movies and we grew up in this culture where, okay, yeah, I mean, things got crazy where, you know, people, you know, it was all about trying to look at women and people trying to have sex and this, that, and the third and, you know, getting the girls drunk and, you know, trying to sleep with or whatever. Listen, I think rape to be a very different definition compared to what somebody tried to put a spin on with this whole rape culture thing.
Uh-huh.
Because last time I checked, and I will look up the definition, last time I checked, rape was by force.
Right.
So even though they say that this it's suggestive, yeah, just because you can have something with sexual undertones, it doesn't mean that you're suggesting rape. It just means that you're suggesting sex.
Right.
5891, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
What's up, people?
Damn.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, man, that's right, man. Hey, just hanging out. Hey, man, doing things, man. Just chilling on a Sunday night. Man, and listening to the show.
Well, thank
what's
you.
Up, Big Red? All
right. What's up? What's going on?
You know, I've been listening to the show, man. And let me just say this. There has been some craziness. Let me repeat, craziness. You see, Brother B, I'm glad you mentioned back in the days when we used to watch TV and watching shows like A-Team, Knight Rider, what are the shows that were good back in the days, like The Fall Guy or MacGyver, whatever have you. You know, you didn't see all this graphic stuff going on. But now, it's like everything is out in the open more than ever. It's open more than ever. And I'm going to explain. Take a look at, like, these nighttime shows, the nighttime dramas. I'm not even going to call them soaps anymore because the days of nighttime soaps are long gone. Like, the days of Dynasty, Dallas, and Falcon Crest, and all those other shows that were on. But now...
Did he say Falcon Crest? Holy
yes, he
cow.
Did.
He said Falcon
yeah, man.
Crest.
That's my show.
No,
that
was
my show.
I got the YouTube that. Yo.
Hey, man, listen, look. I'm old. I'm telling old school style. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That was my show. Falcon Crest? Please. My mom used to watch that, yo. I think it came on Thursdays or something like that.
Nah,
yo,
it came on Friday night.
Falcon Crest.
Yeah,
so
I think
it
was Friday.
Deep.
Thursday or Friday, yeah.
That's deep. That's deep.
Yeah.
Falcon Crest, that's deep, bro.
Yo, I tell you, man, I bring it, man. I bring it every show.
Yeah, you brought it. You brought it. You brought it in a Gucci bag. You brought it. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, man.
No, but I tell it like
good.
It is. You look at the shows, you look at television now, like I said, everything is out in the open. There's no hiding. There's no sleeping under the rug because everything is out. When you look at the nighttime shows like, for instance, Empire, and Brother B, I'm glad you brought up the case of homosexuality. This is where I'm coming to. You see, I don't have a problem with people living their lives whatever way they have you. Hey, everybody was born different, so... You know, we live, we die, but hey, whatever it is who you are, that's on you. I'm not in any position to judge anybody by who they are. You understand? So with that being said, there's too many things on TV that these kids are watching. I mean, in terms of like showing, you know, like you mentioned, the whole homosexuality. Children, for the sake of the children, you don't want the child to be confused. You know, especially if they grew up in a home where they see mommy and daddy. Now they see two daddies or two mommies, it could cause confusion. You know? It could seriously cause a confusion.
Oh, most definitely. And that was the issue that that's the thing I was really getting at. That was the point I was trying to make. You know, for a child whose mind is developing,
yeah,
to add something in the mix, because now they make books about it. Why do I have two mommies? Why does he have two daddies? Or this is that and third. Like I said, I don't have a problem with it, but there are certain things that you. It's like, you know what? It's like when you're making some food. It's like when you're cooking. You don't just throw all the seasoning, like every seasoning that you use, you don't just throw it in at one time. You add stuff in. There may be certain points where you add in your salt. You know, you may wait another 20 minutes, you add in pepper, then another, you know, 10 minutes you may add in a paprika, and you know, you kind of gradually stir it in. You kind of get a mix going on. There's no gradual anymore. It's just bam, just throw it in your face. You know what I'm saying? As soon as kids popping up, you know, cuz come out, they just, it's just, boom, it's right there. It's given, once again, it's just another option. It's like, oh, well, you don't have to be with a woman. You don't have to be with a man. You can be with whoever you want to be. I get it. But you kind of take away, when you start making certain suggestions, especially when you see it from your mother or your father.
Yeah.
You know, when you see the two-parent household and it's a woman and a man, it's making a suggestion that people would say, oh, well, that's what society dictates. But, you know, there are other people that live another way. Okay, cool. I get it. But even though you're not living for society and what it dictates, still in all, are you kind of forcing them to, like, you know, to like, you know, or you're going to recognize this type of union as well as this type of union?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, once again,
that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, and the thing is,
yeah, that's
exactly
what they're doing.
And homosexuality, there's nothing new to it. It's nothing new.
It is.
It's been going on for eons, but you know, no one ever really wanted to talk about it because it was not something that's really widely accepted, even though we know it's practiced. Is not widely accepted. Okay, fine. Now, and you know, the new millennium.
But that's
like
why they're doing what they're doing now.
Yeah,
but that's why they're doing what they're doing now, because they wanted to be accept. They're trying to say, y'all are going to accept us for who we are, just like we got to accept black people. We have to accept somebody Chinese, or we have to accept the Indians, or we have to. They want to be accepted too, which I understand. But my problem is, you're forcing it now. You're reaching.
Yeah.
You're forcing,
like,
this culture on kids,
like,
and people, and it's
is,
like, that's not fair.
It's like this. It's like feeding a child a medicine. You know, even though the child may be sick, but they don't want that medicine, and they're like, get that medicine away from me. I don't want it. I don't want it. And then you're shoving it down the person's throat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It becomes a problem.
But it does go along the lines towards, like, everything is just so, you know, highly sexualized. And, like, even with the music. Like, I remember years ago, you know, they were saying what they were saying in the music. But it was more subliminal. They went another way about saying it. Now, I mean, yo, that song of, there's a song by this reggae artist called Cranium. And the title of it is We Can. Yo, when you really listen to the lyrics, I'm like, oh, okay.
Big word.
I was like, wow. He's like, listen, I'm just going to go straight to the point. I'm going straight to the point.
Yeah.
This is what we can do. I'm like, oh, like, okay. I mean, I'm not throwing my man under the bus. You know, I got love for Tank, but yo, that whole, you know, when we,
you talking about my man?
I'm listening. He used the F word. Used F word. Like, come on, man. I mean, nowadays, the thing with Tank is,
listen,
the thing
look,
with that song is, people want to hear it. That's the thing. Nobody wants to feel like it's like some reboot of the sexual revolution. Nobody wants to feel like they have to hide about their sexuality or hide sex. They just wanted to be out.
Brother B,
bring out the message. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Listen, I could take it back further. You know, back in the 20s, I heard about this from a cat that was playing a lot of old blues records, and there was this blues record from the 1920s Mm-hmm. If you want to hear, if you want to talk about raunchy shit, she was bringing up things like talking about fucking and all of that
mm-hmm.
in a blues record in the 1920s. You could check it out. It's on YouTube. You could listen to it, and you will be shocked and amazed. And, of course, I could go into the big band era, the swing era during the 1930s, when it wasn't just about sex, but also, what do you think Cab Calloway was saying by kicking the bong around?
Well, yeah, I know, but look how he said
mm-hmm.
it. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? He made it colorful. He, you know, it's like
right.
he didn't just,
yep.
just come out and just say it. You know, you had to read between the lines. And see, back then, kids weren't allowed to listen to certain songs.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, remember, at a
yeah,
certain
because,
time, hey, boy, it's 7 o'clock. Go get in the bed. Like, now
like
it's 7 o'clock. Please. Some kids just
please.
Waking up at 7 p.m.
Let me tell you. And you want to talk about raunch, man. Take a look at Red Fox. Red Fox, who back in the day used to make party records. And
oh, yeah.
in the 50s, in the 1950s, those records, Bill Cosby himself said it. He said those records were so raunchy that they would have those records, they would never put them on the shelf. You'd go to a record store and you would ask for the Red Fox party records. He would go under the shelf and say, you know,
mm-hmm.
we can't put this out here because
yep.
had to put it in
then,
the brown paper bags.
Yeah, you had that.
So
yep,
now
that.
These days, but fast forward to 2017, that's out in the open. Now these days, and also, now let's talk about the women now, the ladies. Listen, there's nothing left to the imagination anymore because everything is
oh,
out
no.
there.
Nope.
You
oh,
look
yeah.
at the way the women now dress, it's like in order to be sexy, you
got
to let it all
time.
Out. Show everything.
Yeah, you
got
to let it all hang out. Yeah, you got to, yeah.
Let it all hang out.
And that's my problem.
Okay.
I have a problem with that.
No,
it leaves nothing
listen,
to the imagination. It leaves nothing.
Back
okay,
in
though,
the day,
it leaves nothing to the imagination.
No, it doesn't.
But
at
the
all.
Problem
you know
is,
what?
Mm-hmm, but you know what it is, and then me speaking as a woman, you know what it is. These women feel if I don't show it, he's not going to like me. Like I said, with Instagram and Facebook, I've seen it for myself, and it was, and you know exactly. But you know what's so funny? It was like. When I first got on social media, it was about maybe 2008, 2009. But I see the progression of it from 2009 to then maybe down about 2012, 13, then from 12, 13 to now. I see the progression where it's like the more skin you show, the more likes you get. Before you was getting likes off of just, you know, just showing your face or, you know, you have on a nice little outfit or something like that. Now, if you ain't, it's going to get to a point where chicks are going to be on their butt naked. But they don't
yeah, because
care because, you know what? I'm getting these 2,000 to 3,000 likes.
Because, listen, Big Red, as a man, I say this, but I am also old school. Am I going to say like this, hey, who doesn't love a sexy woman? You know what? You know what sexy is for me? When a woman wears a form-fitting dress, that's sexy. See, back in the day, they were called sex symbols. Nobody called them ratchet or anything like that. They were sex
right.
symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Sex symbols, you know what made them sexy? The way they walked, the way they looked. You saw that beautiful face. You saw that beautiful,
mm-hmm.
curvaceous body in a nice dress. That's sexy. That was what you call sexy.
Well, because people knew how to work their sexuality. They knew how to work
exactly.
it. Now cats
don't
know how to work. They don't know what sexuality is. They just think it's just,
nope.
just oh, who do you choose to sleep with? No, there's
yeah.
more to it.
There's more to it than that because you know what? You're looking at sex and you're like, goodness gracious. Like you see a woman walking by with a nice dress. Yeah, sexy. But now these days, you see a woman now, in order to be sexy, like I said, everything got to be out there. I mean, everything from like
it leaves nothing to the imagination.
Nothing to the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, some women, they get upset. Oh, why is this guy looking at me?
Well, baby, you got it hanging out all out there, so what the hell?
Hang it out there. Or if the guy get with him, and he only wants to use
for
one thing, then, oh, you know, he not calling me back because he already got what he wanted. Why is he going to call you back?
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up. Brother B, when you brought up that thing about the way that women were looking yesterday, despite the cold, yesterday, as I was walking up on my block and walking over to the store, I see these two chicks out there. I mean, they were wearing some, they were wearing short coats, but you could tell they were wearing some extremely short skirts with some high heel stilettos. They weren't wearing nothing. I'm like, despite the fact that
it was
freezing out
there. It was like 20 degrees. It was like 20 degrees outside. Yeah, okay.
You wearing these stilettos? You wearing sandals, stilettos, and you know, again, leaving nothing to the imagination. These skirts, these high skirts, and you see them getting inside of a car, a Uber. I'm like, goodness, great. You know, of course, all the guys are turning around looking at them like, man, look at that.
But see,
you have
now
to
check
wonder.
Now some women will sit back and say, oh, I'm not a hoe. I'm not this. I'm not that. But years ago, how it was promoted and put out there, only hoes wear stuff like that. Only hoes look a certain way.
You don't know, brother.
So if you, it's like what I think Dave Chappelle said it one time. If you have a whole uniform, what do you think's gonna happen? If you dress like a hoe, what
you
do you think's gonna happen?
Y'all don't know now. Being a hoe is that's the thing
now. It's popular. And this is the problem that I have. You know, where's your self-respect? Where is it? Where the hell is your self-respect? If you got to walk around looking, if you got to walk around with all of that hanging out, and then you know what? And like I said, I don't disrespect women. When you see a woman walking around with everything hanging out, so of course, me being a man, I'm going to look.
Right. Exactly.
Don't get mad at me for looking if you're walking around half naked.
And then when they say something nasty to them, they're ready to get mad.
Hold on now.
Don't
hold
get
on,
mad.
Everyone.
Yeah.
We have the ultimate on the air. We have Dr. Sex on the air. 3054, aka the Hot Rod.
Bring it.
Make it happen.
There's some holes in this
house.
There's some holes in this house. Everybody, let's go. There's some holes in this house. Oh, why everybody looking at me like I'm crazy? What?
I can't.
You know, back then in the club when you heard that song, everybody was popping to that song.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was pointing to a female, unfortunately, in the club. Whether it's your girlfriend or not, everybody was pointing to a girl in the club. There's some holes
that
in this
Brown.
House.
Yep, Judy Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Judy Brown.
Oh, man.
Or check what your mama gave you.
Oh, yeah.
Or just put it in my mouth, or put it in his mouth, or put it in my mouth, something
like that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
See?
Yeah.
Yes, Big Red, I went old school. Yes, way back. Back in time.
Take it back.
You just did.
Take it back in the day.
Well, you know what, to K-Dog, I'd like to ask you a question. Why do you think females today, I'm a big rat, I don't say all females, I will never say that, but most females, but why do you think they don't have self-respect these days? They're dressing a certain way for their attention. Like, now you could go to almost any female to a certain degree and just ask them for their number, and then boom, you get laid, 1, 2, 3, no competition.
Yep. This is what it is, Hot Rod, and I've said it before. Media runs things, so everything is out there. You have social media, and you have the reality TV shows. Now, a lot of, and I'm not saying all women copy off of these reality TV shows, but they want to live that kind of a life. Those who are so deeply into it, whether it's Love and Hip Hop, basketball-wise, the Kardashians, they all want to live. Some of them, they get so into that show, they swear they could live that kind of life. And therefore, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but like Brother B said earlier, like, people watch these programs and they base their life on their life. Where it's just like, I hate when people compare what's going on in my life compared to Big Red life or Brother B life. Your life may be glamorous, but you still don't know what's going on behind closed doors. So all this celebrity thing that's going on, you guys know I'm in the entertainment business. I'm like, why is everybody surprised by what's going on right now? This is
exactly.
Listen,
exactly.
It's a whole new thing now. Like, I want to live like, okay, you have women who see these girls, like I said, on Love and Hip Hop. They try to act like them. They try to be like them. They want to live just like them. And like you said, you don't know what's going on.
By getting pregnant?
By
getting pregnant.
By
pregnant, then they have the baby mama drama, daddy drama, and then next you know it's deja vu. It's like
that's the crazy part about it. They all want to imitate what they see on TV, and also when they follow on social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, they see that kind of stuff. They want to follow it.
Well, Brother B, do you consider this the reason why people are doing this, to get their 15 seconds of fame overall?
You know what? I think it's a part of the fact that a lot of people do not insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And people, they want their 15 seconds or 15 minutes of fame. So they go out here and they try to portray a certain role that they ain't ready for and or they ain't even built for.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
want to look the part, but they can't act. Some of them can't even deal what comes along with playing that role. Because if you go out here with showing your ass and showing your titties, and then be like, oh, listen, you got to respect me because it's, first of all, I get it. But you want somebody to respect you and you're not even respecting yourself. How do you want somebody to respect you and you're not respecting yourself when you come out looking like that?
And you know what? Overall,
with some of these dudes, it's not just women, even with some of these dudes, listen, dog. Why do you expect somebody to take you serious when you got your ass hanging out of your pants?
Thank you.
Is it sagging? Is it that called sagging or something
but the thing is, a lot of them know it originated in jail. Yet you still wear your pants hanging off your ass. So what does that say?
And guess what? This
what
ain't all young boys that do this either, right?
Well, this younger generation want, right? That's what they get. But if they want respect, like we all know the terms. You have to earn respect. Respect is not given to you. I don't get me wrong. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Big Red.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm like, don't get me wrong. I look at these girls in the video shaking their asses. I'm like, yes, I'm a guy. I have to look and watch. But at the same time, I'm like, damn. But I'm looking for entertainment purposes. But at the same time, don't expect me to give you a ring. Don't expect me to take you seriously.
No. Nope.
I see you shake your ass.
Back in the days with the video chicks back in the days. Like, if you think about the videos from when we were younger, like with Big Daddy King, you know, LL and all of them. It was a difference. It's like you still said a little something like, oh, my God, she ain't got no clothes on. Oh, my God, you know. But the women were a little more respectful or they were a little more respected.
No, you're right.
Yes.
The bodies were natural. The women were natural looking. Like, they were natural. They might have had a little enhancement here or there. You know, the makeup. But now, when I look at some of these videos of these new rappers, oh, my God. These women just look like, it's like I said, everybody, like, it ain't no way in hell everybody grew up with double, triple D breasts. No, ain't no way.
No.
And those abs.
Ain't no way in hell everybody's behind. It's no way in hell everybody's behind is like that big. Like, how is your behind so big and everybody got the same behind? Like,
body you know, enhancements.
No, but
it's all the,
I'm sorry. Why did everybody mention that? Because when I went shopping with my son, I saw a white woman with an ass like, damn, a white girl with an ass like that? Nah, there's got to be work there. It has to be work because, you know, I have a lot of white friends, like
most
white people friends, and there's nothing wrong with a woman with a body, but when you saw the ass on her, like, wait a minute, hold on. And
but see, they
too?
Can afford, but guess what? They can afford to get the good behind implants. You got to you got these chicks that's going to Dr. Kevorkian to go get they going to Dr. Kevorkian to get the damn implant. I'm like, are you serious?
Oh man.
Wow. Well, I mean, and see, that's the thing. We're so, I mean, I don't really know what the hell is going on anymore, nor do I try, I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, all we can do is, for those who have children, we try to raise them, you know, the best way we can. Even if you got nieces and nephews, you know, I mean, we have to try and make some type of effort and tell them, like, hey, this is not real. Certain things are just not real. Certain things you just can't go out here and do because you're going to be perceived and looked at a certain way. But yet, you know, as soon as they step out the door, everything everything is so strong out there. But like you said before, you know, Red, everything is in your face. It's all in your face now.
Yep.
So it's like if you don't then either your people are going to look at you like, you ain't about this life or you ain't about that. Well, listen, if I'm not about that life, then fine. I don't really care because I'm not about that. But I shouldn't have to be forced. You know, I shouldn't have to, you know, be forced to look a certain way to be accepted. I shouldn't have to be forced to do something, you know, to be accepted. Like, one of the issues that I have where you have some people, and I'm not picking, but I remember when it was the heat of the battle when it was come to, you know, gay people fighting for their rights and, you know, inequalities. And they were actually comparing their struggle to, like, Martin Luther King or what black people go through. You know? All right. There's a line where you, there's a point where you make yourself look stupid and there's a point where you make yourself look like an ass. First of all, you can never compare the struggle of black people to
being gay. You're talking from common sense. You're talking from someone that thinks outside of the box. Well, like you mentioned earlier in your program, television, social media, they are called programming and television for a reason. And I know I said this before. You know, they're telling these people a vision that the government or whatever wanted to tell them. And people are falling for this trap. And now, once again, I cry about this every day. People on their phones, walking, not even looking out how they're walking. Or driving.
Not at all.
It's like,
no, they don't.
What message is that a point? What social media is that a point? They cannot focus on the road or even walking. Instead of people,
social media,
yeah,
but social media, when it comes to social media, people live their entire lives. There are some people, their entire life depends on social media and nothing else. Nothing else matters but social media. They got to look up Facebook. They got to look up Twitter. They got to look up the Instagram. They got to look up the Snapchat. They got to keep up to date.
You're right, Cato. You know what social media really is? It's TV on the go. Because people will do the same thing at home watching TV. Social media is just basic TV on the go.
They got that too, TV on the go.
Yeah. Because we need to know what's going on in the world today. We cannot focus on our own problems or our own lives. I need to know what Big Red is eating, what Brother B's fighting with his baby mama, and what Kato had sex last night with who? Which guy? Because we all need to know that.
I mean, listen, I just see it like this. When people want to wonder why things are going wrong, you just have to look at what we're constantly seeing. And we're not seeing anything very positive on TV nowadays. I mean, listen, you can have a show where they try to make an intention of being positive, but yet they have to put something in there to keep people attracted. So they got to put in some type of sex, or they got to put in some type of gratuitous violence in order to keep people watching. they can't just put the good message in.
That was like, a good old day.
I remember
now,
back in the day,
Carlton
used to teach us lessons.
Yeah.
You know what?
But
you know
now,
what I remember?
But now the only lesson
back
that they
the
teach
day.
Nowadays is teaching you how to either give somebody some head or, you know, how to do, you know, get your stroke on or whatever.
Listen,
yeah,
we need to get back to
you know what I remember?
Who shot J.R.?
For those of you who watched those cartoons back in the days, do you remember that there was a time that cartoons used to teach us lessons right after the episode? Like
E-Man? Yeah.
I remember G.I. Joe. Yeah, E-Man,
E-Man, G.I. Joe.
There was spoke to you after the show saying like this, this is what it is. Even Fat Albert, all those shows were
super
teaching you lessons afterwards. Yep, they teach you how to, you know, how to be a better person. But now these days, these things don't teach children nothing.
Nope, they don't teach you nothing. Well, you know what? Overall, guys, you just see how crazy the society is if we pick a president like Donald Trump. That's just tell you the way society
right,
is.
Right, exactly.
That's what explains a lot of things.
I ain't
like.
Pick him.
You
did. Thank you to the poor.
I ain't pick him.
Hey,
look,
all I got to
I
pick
my nose. I pick my nose, and I ain't pick him.
Well, we might as well say the 46% of Americans who picked him, the 46% of Americans who didn't vote.
Someone pick him.
Listen, I pick my nose. I ain't pick him.
That's right.
Right, I ain't land on Donald Trump.
But that's show you how easy people are programmed to think a certain way. Like a man like that promises you this and that. Oh yeah, let me go for this person. Or just politics in general. You know, it's like wow. Can anyone think for themselves now these days? Can anyone do for themselves now these days?
You know what? I would like to see happen. What would happen if TV? And all social media just got shut down for 24 hours. I wonder how many people would actually be lost.
Perjury.
And not know what
people,
to do.
Surgery,
they probably wouldn't know.
They probably wouldn't
know how to tie their shoe.
No YouTube. No nothing.
It'd be chaos.
Matter of fact, you know what you do? You know what? Play the Magic Garden. With Woodchuck the Squirrel. Play Magic
right?
Garden. Play nothing but that. Play Sesame Street. Play the Electric Company. Reading Rainbow. Play all that
right?
for 24 hours.
That's
we'll
right.
see what happens.
24 hours.
I'll
exactly.
love to see what happens. Because trust me, I would watch TV then. I would actually sit down and watch TV. Because now
like
I don't watch
said,
TV.
Just like they said about that, they need to put that on social media. Oh, 24 hours now. Oh, they're gonna shut down FB. They're gonna believe it just like they believe the blackout. That I'm still waiting for.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We're still waiting for that.
I saw a blackout 2 nights ago when I was drinking some vodka. That's when I blacked out.
Please. Put on those people will be losing their minds. Like, what's this?
If you want to convince somebody, if you want to convince people of something, put it on TV or put it in a song.
Yeah.
Put it on TV, put it in a song, and they will believe it.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
It
don't make no sense, but
yeah, things are just like, it just doesn't make any sense that these things, you know, and just like you said with the music, it's just like everything is about just. Like, you can't, everything is just so, you know, just too much. It's like, you can talk about having sex or some type of sexual something without actually saying it. Like, my God.
Well, like, sex and drugs is what's on music now. Sex and drugs and money, man, that's all.
Don't tell that to Cardi B. Cardi B would be upset with that statement, okay?
Oh, boy. Don't even talk to me about that ignorance.
Listen, I have another problem with people who faking. Listen, stop it. You ain't got this. You ain't got that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Certain things are just too over-glorified and glamorized. It's like, yo, come on now. Like, really?
Because, you know, It's always about the negativity. It's people that glorify negativity. People glorify ignorance. People have no brains anymore. They don't think.
Well, people. Some people love that type of stuff, and that's what continues on and on.
Yeah,
forever.
That's why I don't understand how they said that she. Oh, she. They. It's like they praise her for that song, but it's like, what are you saying in this song? Like, you're not saying anything that sounds like it sounds horrible.
But
and
once
they,
again,
what did she get an award or a star on the Walk of Fame? What would she get? Something stupid? I don't know. An Academy Award or Oscar?
She got the first Dominican female rapper to hit number one on the Billboard chart.
Oh, please.
Because, once again, that's what the B, you got to say all the time. She was a former stripper, doing this, doing that, all that negative. She turned to quote unquote positive and make something out of herself. And what type of message are you sending that to younger females out there? Well, she was a stripper. She's some penis. And look at her now, dancing on the phone.
Right.
Now she's an artist. Again. Now she's a rapper.
Again.
And she's still not doing anything respectable because she's still dressing in the strip club.
Let me tell you. Again, self-respect has gone out the damn window. Nobody has respect. The women don't have respect, and guys don't have respect for themselves. I mean, come on, man. Pull your damn pants up. Show some pride.
There's no something
you
that's funny.
Stupid idiot.
Anymore.
Please.
Yeah,
I mean, show some pride in yourself. Show some kind of respect. Pull them pants up, man. I mean, what,
well,
you in prison or something?
Pride is not something that's promoted. You're not supposed to be prideful.
Nope.
You're not supposed to be, you know, feel good about yourself. Unless you're looking like an idiot. Unless you have your pants hanging off your ass or you're showing your yams all over the place. That's when you're supposed to have pride in yourself. Or when you're out in the streets, you know, using every four-letter word except for, you know, love, you know, that's when you're supposed to have pride in yourself.
Oh, okay, excuse me,
you
guys,
know,
but
it's totally
my
opposite.
Time is up. I have to go. I'm sorry, I have to go inside now. You know, back to my domain, because, you know, my kids are waiting for their French fries right now, you know. Sorry about this.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, tell the kids to say hello.
All right. All right.
Hot Rod, what's up for tomorrow night? Hot Rod, come on. Block Talk Radio, what's up?
Three topics. Well, of course, everything about Harvey Weinstein and Hollywood and sex. The story about the woman who got killed by the fiancé that proposed to her, and she said no. What's up with that? And the father that killed his son when he found out that he was gay.
Wow.
The teenager son.
Deep topics.
Big topics to talk about tomorrow night on Block Talk
Tomorrow
Radio.
Night, 10:30.
It's got to be at 10:30.
Absolute Truth on Block Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. Yes,
right. K-Dog and Sean Black.
All right, thank you so much. All right, kids. Don't worry, kids. I'm here. I got your first prize. Good night, everyone.
Good night, y'all.
All that long time, you listen. I know he ain't bringing them babies some cold fries.
I know, yeah, cold fries.
What he was supposed to get the fries? Yeah, he was out here talking. The fries are frozen now. But yeah, man. Listen. All I can say is, man, it's just listen, just live your life. However you choose to feel, but don't feel that you have to prove your life to someone else. Don't feel that you have to prove how you living to someone else. You ain't got to justify what you're doing or how you're doing it to anyone else. Whether you have a Bentley or you have a Hyundai, it don't matter. Do you live your life? Because you know what?
Yeah.
You never know how somebody else is living that got that Bentley or got that Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they had to go through to get it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know it. Listen, there's a lot of people out here that got money and got this and that, but they still miserable. Why?
Exactly.
They ain't got no love in their life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
they
social media
got no faith.
You may,
but social
you
media
know
make it seem like they have
you may think
life.
The person is all happy, and you know what? They're the most miserable person. People ever. They could sit down and they're sad because why? They got a bunch of fake friends who's only their friends just for their fortune and fame. But other than that, what else do they have? No love, no stability, not even time to
laugh.
Right,
they can't even trust
even
that person. Mm-hmm.
Right. So just imagine, you know, money, like I say, money cannot buy you love or happiness. It can't, because you could see the person could be the most poorest person, could have just a dollar in their pocket, and they're happy. Why? Because they're living. They may struggle, but you know what? I'm going to be all right. I'm good.
Some people just don't, they don't believe it. They don't believe it. That's the problem.
Yeah, because they don't have anybody telling them. Some of this stuff is also, like, it comes from home. Like, it begins at home. Like, if you don't have anybody telling you, like I said, you have these parents now, not only are the kids up in the camera and on social media and Snapchat and all this other stuff, but the parents are doing the same thing. So when the child comes to them, I see it out here in the street sometimes. These mothers, the kids 2 and 3 years old, they walking with the child, basically dragging the child, but they on their phone. Or the 4 or 5 year old is getting ready to almost get hit by a bus or walk out into the street, but you on your phone instead of paying attention to the child. And not only do you have one, but you have 2 or 3 of them. But that phone is more important. So guess what? It starts from home. If you don't have nobody telling you right from wrong, or telling you that you're beautiful, or telling you that you're handsome, or telling you that you're smart, then they don't believe it. Growing up, they don't believe it. You know when they believe it? When they're getting those likes on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. That's when they start believing it, because it's like, oh, somebody loves me. If my parents ain't paying attention, or my parent or whoever's not paying attention to me at home, you know what? I'm going to get my attention elsewhere. If they getting it, you know, that's how they getting it. If they're not being paid attention to, that's what's wrong. So they figure, oh, I'm going to go on social media. I'm going to wear less clothes, or the less clothes I wear, or the more likes I get. Oh, this guy ain't never paid you no mind before. Then all of a sudden, he hitting you up in the DM or the whatever it is. Oh, yeah, how you doing, girl? Oh, you look good. Oh, yeah, I'll be seeing you around, but I never. Yeah, of course he's paying you attention now, because you have butt naked on Facebook or Instagram, whatever it is. It starts from home.
Yeah. And what's worse is this. When you have women that are over the age of 35 following these women on reality TV shows, it's a serious problem.
Oh, yeah. They think that's what it's supposed to be. And just like the males, the same thing. Like, they think that womanizing and, oh, having sex with, oh, I got 2 girlfriends. Oh, I got a wife. I got a baby with her. And she lives. It's like, come on. You really, like, stop it.
And now these days, it's all about having a side chick. Like, let's just say, oh, well, I love my girl, but, yo, I got to have something on the side. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
side chick is winning now.
Listen, all I got to say is this. If you keep swinging that joint around, you know what's going to happen within a few years? That joint's going to fall off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't be messing around like you. Because you know what? It's the same dudes that end up years later with the gold teeth and the multiple gold chains wearing the cheap velour suits. Look at that.
Oh, looking like Jerome.
Yeah.
Looking like Jerome.
Roman. Yeah, with a do-rag and an S-curl dude. And looking all messed up, having a bunch of kids, and it's like, oh, I'm going to go see my, I know I'm a grandfather, but come on now. Girl.
Come on
you
now.
You can't use this like,
yo.
Trying to get one of his grandkids' friends.
So we got less than a minute to go. We want to thank everybody for listening in. Thank you, Big Red. Thank you, K-Dog. Thank you, High Rob, for calling in. I just want to say, listen, man, live, love, laugh. 3 L's.
Yeah.
And keep the faith. That's all. Be who you want to be.
Yeah.
You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody, man. So, and on that note, everybody have a good night. Enjoy your
good
week.
Good night, man.
And we'll catch you next week.
Good night.
All right. Peace out.
All right.
Tomorrow night.
Peace out.
Tomorrow night, the absolute truth.
Absolute Truth.
Peace out.
Tomorrow night, 10:30 p.m. Another episode of Make You Can. Peace, y'all.
Peace out.
Later, y'all.
Later.